With all of the busyness of this season, your to-do list, well, it could be filling up, maybe end-of-year reporting, parties with coworkers, and of course, make time for the family. But have you added spending time with our Lord to deepen your faith to that list? Well, young adults in their 20s and 30s are invited to join the Portland chapter of Young Catholic Professionals for their annual Advent retreat that's happening at Mount Angel Abbey. This retreat's a great opportunity for prayer and reflection to help you enter even more deeply into this Advent season. Well, joining me this morning with all of the details is the chapter president, Jesse Jose, and their wonderful and holy chaplain, Father Randy Wong. Jesse and Father Wong, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Brenda, for having us.
Yes, thank you for asking us to join you.
Well, first, Father Wong, I would love to start here. What makes Advent such a great time to draw closer to our Lord? I think many people think about the Lenten season and offering sacrifice and then deepening our faith, but Advent has a little bit different feel of it, and yet such an important time in our faith.
Yes, Brenda. You know, it's very interesting because we speak about the coming, the second coming of Jesus, right? And that's kind of what we're waiting for in this time frame, preparing for when he comes. But in the liturgical seasons of the church, we have Christmas and then we have Easter, kind of the two pinnacle celebrations we have in the church. And they, in a sense, have particular orientations in which are to bring us to a deeper understanding of where we're going and what we're waiting for. And in particular, when we speak of Advent, we are speaking about the coming of Jesus in the flesh, you know, the incarnation, right? And this, and I think it brings about to anybody when we're approaching a major celebration, whether that's birthdays or marking an anniversary, or in this case, Christmas, there's always this preparation that happens, whether that's mentally or psychologically, spiritually, physically. There's always the sense of push towards that kind of finish line, right? If you want to use that. And so in the season of Advent, the church asks us to reflect upon, one, the incarnation of our Lord coming into the world to redeem us, and then ultimately his second coming again at the end of times, but also in some ways asking us to reflect upon how our Lord is entering into our lives in this present moment as we prepare for that second coming. And so in this season of Advent, it's a good time for us to kind of just pause. It's been a busy year for everybody. It's been chaotic. Just pause and reflect upon how God has worked through our lives and how he's continued to work in our lives and how we're growing towards a better, more profound relationship with him. Especially as we come to celebrate his incarnation, the great gift that God the Father has given to us through his son, Jesus.
Well, one of the ways that you can celebrate that great gift is just time with the Lord. I'm talking today with Jesse Jose. She's the chapter president of Young Catholic Professionals. They have a wonderful retreat coming up on December 10th. Father Wong is their chaplain, and they are both joining me today. Well, to talk a little bit more about this event. Well, Jesse, before we do get all of the details on this year's Advent retreat, kind of remind our listeners a little bit about how YCP has been helping young adults connect their faith and to each other this year.
Yes, YCP Portland has worked tremendously to help the young adults connect through fellowship and really delve deeper in communion with Jesus Christ. We ask all to come as they are, regardless of where they work, just to come, feel welcomed, feel at home with us, and have a sense of belonging. We are very supportive of everyone who wants to be there. And we just look forward to really connecting together as we all do need each other in this Portland metro area and beyond. So it's a great time to get together and grow spiritually, professionally, and just make these long, life-lasting connections.
Well, Jesse, you are the new chapter president, a role that you've taken on just this year. For you, how has that helped you personally in, well, growing your faith, but also kind of being responsible for the well-being of this chapter and helping everybody deepen their faith and also really kind of grow in their own personal development?
That's a great question. This time has been spiritually fruitful and in many ways, professionally, personally. And there have been definitely a lot of responsibilities that I've learned to carry and I'm still learning to carry. And with the help of a wonderful team, a wonderful leadership team and chaplain, as well as our volunteers who come and just offer to be servant leaders alongside with us. Really just helping each other in these new roles as we push forward and learn how to really carry our crosses and know that it is all for God's glory and everything that we do, we offer it to God and knowing that we can touch the lives of many.
Well, it is set up to be a wonderful day. It's going to be at Mount Angel Abbey. It's coming up on December 10th. Jesse, you have a great speaker that will be joining you and the other YCP participants. Father Alex Rubio will be the lead for the Advent Retreat. Tell our listeners a little bit about him.
Yes, Father Alex Rubio is a missionary of the Holy Spirit. He explains that the Advent theme will be on the Eucharist, which is the already and not yet, looking on how to really bring those two realities together. The Eucharist helps us bring together the celebration of Christ, who came and dwelt among us with the hopeful anticipation and preparation for Christ's second coming. And when Father Alex Rubio shared this very idea and an explanation how our Advent does relate to the Eucharist, it is relatable for all of us as we really await Jesus who wants to dwell in us. And it's during the time of our preparation of our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, knowing that Christ's peace is with us and that we can receive his grace through the Eucharist.
Well, it sounds like it's setting up to be such a powerful event, and you are inviting not just chapter members, but also that age group, that young Catholic professional age group are also invited to attend. I want to get all of the details to know about the flow of the day. And Father Wong, I want to ask you a little bit more, too, about your impressions of YCP chapter, but I am coming up against my break. Can you both stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in the next half hour?
Absolutely, Brenda.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm back continuing my conversation with Jesse Jose. Jesse is the chapter president of Young Catholic Professionals Portland chapter. Joining us also is Father Randy Wong. Father Wong is the chapter chaplain. And they're both joining me today as we continue our discussion about a wonderful retreat that they are inviting young Catholic professionals to join them at Mount Angel Abbey. Jesse and Father Wong, thank you so much for staying with me.
Thank you, Brenda. Good morning to everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Father Wong, now you are the new chapter chaplain for the Portland chapter. Kind of tell our listeners a little bit from your impression, what have you seen as the fruits of YCP?
You know, for a very long time, I had worked with Jason Kidd as well as Ricky Shoup, who was our previous director of young adult ministry in the diocese. You know, we've always found there to be a little lacking of opportunities for young adults in our diocese, Catholic young adults, to be able to have a haven for support, for prayer, and for worship. And so when the Archbishop had appointed me as chaplain, I just thought, well, this is a great opportunity to kind of get into the barracks of it all and see how we can help the young Catholics in our diocese be able to find community. And I've been thoroughly impressed. I mean, honestly, to meeting Jesse here, our new president for the Portland chapter of YCP, as well as the many leaders in the leadership group, as well as all those who have come to the events. So there is a very strong desire to have a deeper and more profound relationship with Jesus, one that's personal, right? I think it's very often young people, and I'm sure those of you who are out there who are hearing right now, you kind of come to this understanding that we kind of grow up in this milieu of Catholicism. We grow up baptized, cradle Catholics, and we kind of go through the motions. but there really isn't any ownership. And the one thing that I've been very impressed about with these young adults who have been coming to the events, who have been given the opportunity to meet, is that they take ownership of their faith, right? That their faith is their own. It's a gift from God, first and foremost, but it's a gift that they've come to receive and are now engaging in it. And it's phenomenal to see that. And it's evidence that the church is growing, that the church is present, and the church is vibrant.
Oh, vibrant for sure, especially at this age group. They are just ready to just jump into their careers and at the same time to be able to find other Catholic professionals that are passionate about their faith, that they can, well, really make these journeys together. That's how Christ intended it. Well, it is a special retreat coming up, as I said, December 10th. It's happening at Mount Angel Abbey. Father Wong, few times you've been up on the hilltop. Tell our listeners why that is such an amazing place to grow closer to our Lord, just being there.
Yeah. Thank you, Brenda. Well, before I answer that question, I just want to clarify that, you know, obviously the ministry that we're called to is, you know, young Catholic professionals of the Portland area. But obviously this is open to all young adults in the Archdiocese.
Right.
Right. Whether you hold a professional job or any job at all, you know, those of you who are in your 20s and 30s who are looking for a good Catholic community to grow in, you're all invited, you know, not to just this retreat at Mount Angel, but also to any of the YCP events, which you can follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, to be up to date to these events, these informations, which are held, I believe, the second Tuesday of every month. And so this is an open invite for all of you young adults out there, your 20s and 30s, professionals and non-professionals alike. But back to your question, Brenda, about Mount Angel. Yeah, I spent 4 years at Mount Angel, and I actually got to know very well the missionaries of the Holy Spirit. They have a house in the bottom of the hill. And so, you know, it's nice to be able to kind of now regroup and be able to see some of them again now as priests. But Mount Angel, you know, it's very interesting because it's only an hour away from Portland,
right,
away from the chaos of, you know, I-5. But you go up there and you're just at peace. And this beautiful little hilltop that looks over the valley and it sees, you know, the four mountain ranges. And it's just a beautiful place. And whether you're Catholic or not, you go up there, there's a sense of peace and awe. You know, that there's a sense of that. There's something so much greater than myself. So I can't think of another place to be able to hold this retreat for our young adults. I would definitely say for anybody who has not been to Mount Angel to definitely come up at least once. It's only an hour from Portland, 45 minutes, depending on where you're at in the metro area, but it's a great place to reflect. And it's in a special way too, that this coming Saturday, there will also be a diaconate ordination. Will be happening for one of the brothers there, which happens also be my classmate that I entered with in seminary, Brother Charles Gonzalez. And so, you know, this is a great time to be able to gather as Catholics, as young adults, but also to be able to witness some of these milestones in the church, such as in an ordination, to be able to be with the monks during their noon prayer.
Oh, it is almost like that, Abby. It's our Abbey. It is our place to go here in the area, and especially on days when you can see the beauty of someone's vocation begin, you know, through that diaconate ordination. It is set up to be a really incredible day there at Mount Angel Abbey. Well, Jesse, here's what we need now. We need all the information because, boy, if there is not young Catholics that are ready to just dive in, I just don't know who wouldn't want to do this. So tell our listeners about the day, how you've got it set up, and especially where they need to go to sign up because I know that deadline is looming.
Yes, thank you, Brenda. Yes, so we would love for all of you to join us at Mount Angel Abbey for our guest speaker, Father Alex Rubio. I did not mention this earlier, and let me just say that, you know, he is the provincial vicar of the Missionaries of the Holy Spirit. And before his election, he was actually the local superior information director. Many will recognize him as many times in the past, he has helped YCP retreats in the past few years. Our schedule will start at 8:30 check-in with some coffee and morning hospitality available with some snacks. And so that will be very nice. We'll have our talk, our first talk by Father Alex Rubio around 9. And then it will follow, small group discussion will be following with the second talk at 10:40. There will be ample time for personal reflection, where some can choose to receive the sacraments of confession and go to holy adoration. And they can even join in praying the Stations of the Cross. And then we will join the monks for noon prayer at 12 p.m. with a mass at 12:30 to follow, celebrated by our chaplain, Father Randy Huang, in the Abbey Church. We'll have lunch at 1:15. And then we would love to gather with everyone at the Benedictine Brewery at 2:15 p.m. Please sign up for the retreat and register at ycpportland.org. And that's ycpportland.org.
Well, again, it sounds like it is just going to be a wonderful day. And then to cap it all off at the brewery, well, that is just perfect timing for sure. Well, Jesse, thanks so much for your time today. Father Huang, thank you for sharing your insight with us too. Before we go, can you end us in prayer and your blessing?
Yes. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O most gracious Father, we give you first and foremost praise and thanksgiving for your Son, Jesus, for the gift of his incarnation in the season of Advent in which we are awaiting. I ask that you send his peace to all of those who are listening, all of those who are tuning in to this radio station. That you may assist them in their day, that you may give them comfort when they need it, consolation in their desolation, and motivation in all things to give their lives to you, to minister to those that you've called them to, and to glorify you with their life. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. And again, that is Jesse Jose, the chapter president of Young Catholic Professionals Portland chapter. Also, Father Randy Huang, who is their chaplain. Now, they talked about the upcoming retreat on December 10th. I will be sure to add all the information that Jesse has shared. You can find all that information. That's going to get you directly to the registration page. You're going to find those links on the podcast of this interview, materdayradio.com. And the Hail Mary Media app.